Republican Assembly Speaker John Gard of Peshtigo announced recently that starting in January, all assembly members will be authorized only one personal staff member. Right now, most have at least one full-time and one part-time staffer. Gard spokesman Steve Boss says the cuts are fair since they don't apply specifically to one party or the other.
Change is hard, and this is a hard change, but this is a policy change that has no partisan tinge to it. It applies across the board to Democrat and Republican representatives.
But in practice, the cuts will have a different effect. They won't apply to members of leadership or committee chairs, positions Republicans dominate. Also spared are members of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, where the GOP holds an edge. Madison Democrat Spencer Black says that if the speaker's really serious about cutting waste, he should try a different approach. Black says the assembly should cut the number of standing committees in half.
The committee process is important to the legislature. I'm not proposing getting rid of all committees by any means, but you know, these committees are tripping over each other.
For example, Black says there are three committees on the budget, three education committees, and two transportation committees. The chair of each panel gets a boost in pay and gets to hire additional staff. Black says cutting more than 20 of these committees would save the state $1 million. Black's proposal is unlikely. Legislative staff cuts are certain. While they won't make much of a dent in the larger budget picture, the Speaker's office estimates the cuts will save $660,000 over the next couple years. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.